Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, August the 10th, 2026. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. 72 degrees and mostly sunny skies here this morning in the Marion area. Well, before we get the program off and running, or I guess as we get the program off and running here on this Monday morning, want to do a little bit of housekeeping here for everybody, run through a few things. Do want to remind everybody, as Adam is on the news report, that the American Revolution Experience, a traveling exhibit at the Marion Public Library, will be at the Marion Public Library through Thursday this week, August the 13th. The library is open Monday through Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So, the American Revolution Experience includes display panels and interactive digital kiosks designed to connect visitors with the people, places, and stories that shaped the birth of our nation. And this is free. So, go over to the public library now through Thursday, the 13th. Also this morning, went through McDonald's, and you know, McDonald's is very big on these little handout pamphlets that they put out through the drive-thru. And just to let you know, and I don't get any money for this or any free things for this, but for the month of August, the app offers, now you got to have the app on your cell phone or mobile device or whatever it may be. For the entire month of August, you can get 20% off any $10 purchase. You can get $2 off any breakfast sandwich. But this excludes bagels and steak. So no bagels and steak on this one. You can get a $1.99 large fry. And this is the one that really appeals to me. $1 any size soft drink, tea or McCafe, hot or iced coffee. And that's at the 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road location here in Marion. So those are the August app offers for McDonald's. So there's our housekeeping there. Now there's one more thing we've got to do. Last Friday in general, we on this station started talking about the whole kerfluffle that's going on over in Beaver Creek, Ohio. Now, this is where they have a mini mart in Beaver Creek. Now, I believe it's called, hold on, let me get the name here so I don't have it wrong. Find the paperwork here. Where is it? Beaver's Mini Mart over in Beaver Creek. Now, on July 28th, they had a lawsuit filed against them in the U.S. District Court in Dayton by the big chain out of Texas, Buc-ee's, which I guess has a couple locations here in Ohio. Now, what they don't like is that a beaver is used as part of the logo of Beaver's Mini Mart. They use red lettering, so on and so forth. They don't like them using the logo. They want all the similarities done. Gone with Buc-ee's from Beaver's Mini Mart. Well, a lot of people have spoken out about this. They think this is the big guy versus the little guy. This is big business versus little business. Big business versus local business. And it's a very interesting story that has captivated the nation. Why wouldn't it? And we heard from the mayor of Huber Heights on Friday. I believe he made a Facebook post. And he said he had talked to the owners of the national chain Buc-ee's. And actually, they did not want Beaver's Mini Mart to take down their sign or change their name or any of that. They just wanted them to drop their national trademark as to try to extend Beaver's Mini Mart outside of Beaver Creek. So we really don't know what's true. But because this is so captivating to people, on Friday night, during the Friday night show, we had an impromptu interview with the mayor of Beaver Creek, where this is all taking place, Mayor Don Adams. Now, it's about an 18-minute interview, and I know a lot of people, you know, can't listen to every show on this station, and you might not have heard this on Friday night. So I wanted to play this for you this morning because this is a big story. It's getting a lot of play. So before we go any further this morning, I want to play this 18-minute interview from Friday night show here on this station. It's with Mayor Don Adams of Beaver Creek, Ohio, and see what he has to say about the situation. So here we go. Tonight we wanted to talk about something that is in the news everywhere, give you a little taste here of it. Beaver Creek business Beaver's Mini Mart was named in a July 28th lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Dayton by the chain Buc-ee's, which argued that the Mini Mart's logo looked too similar to the Buc-ee's logo, drawing blowback from the small community and across the state. And Governor DeWine has spoken on this, as have many other people. We're so glad to be joined tonight by the mayor of Beaver Creek, Ohio, Mayor Don Adams. Mayor Adams, how are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Doing very well. Well, Mayor Adams, how are things over in Beaver Creek?
Oh, it's a lot of fun over here. We're having a good time.
What do you make of this story, which has now gotten national attention, spread all through Ohio and really the United States at this point?
Well, there's some things going on. I really can't speak to the litigation that's ongoing. I mean, stories change a little bit here and there, and I'll let them worry about that. I'm just here to support our city, and, you know, we are the city of Beaver Creek, and there's, I think, over 56 different organizations, businesses, or school, everything with the Beaver in their logo and Beaver in their name. So we try to support all of our local businesses.
You know, it's very interesting because some people have gotten in on this, one of them being our governor, Mike DeWine, who has shared his thoughts on this. And he said everybody likes Buc-ee's, but going after a small Beaver Creek business that was there before Buc-ee's came is not good. They should drop their lawsuit. That was Governor DeWine just a couple days ago. What do you make of the governor's comments?
Well, that's the governor can have his opinion. Since we're in the middle of this in Beaver Creek, it's not my place to really speak to the litigation. Because it's one of our own businesses here. I'm not going to insert myself into any legal matters.
Right. Just one other comment I want to go through here, and it's from Mayor Jeff Gore of Huber Heights. He said he has spoken with Mr. Arch Ulpin, the owner of Buc-ee's, who told him directly that Buc-ee's had no issues with Beaver Mart using the Beaver logo in Beaver Creek. He understood and said that makes sense. What Buc-ee's did not want was a series of Beaver Marts popping up across the state or regionally or eventually nationally that violated their trademark. I understand you don't want to speak to the legality of this, but what do you make of all these people, mayors of Huber Heights, the governor, everybody getting in on this?
I think it's one of those things that, you know, a David and Goliath thing like you talked about, that people just want to jump on board. And I think sometimes, and I'm not saying anybody did this, but sometimes we have a tendency to jump without looking where we're jumping. And we want to make sure we have all the facts before we come out and make a statement. And speaking to Mayor Gore, the statement he put out this morning actually was changed a little bit this afternoon. And so that's why I hesitate on saying anything, because I don't know all the facts. I hear all kinds of things, but every time I hear something, then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, I hear something different. So it's best for me not to really speculate there, because I don't know the answers here.
Have you spoken to anybody involved in this, any owners of the businesses, owners of Buc-ee's or anything of that nature?
I have not.
Do you know if any of them have tried to reach out to you?
None of them have reached out to me.
Yeah. When this first became a story, what was your reaction just to the nature of it?
Well, I guess my first reaction was, why would anybody complain about a beaver's trade or beaver sign in a Beaver Creek facility? You know, that just doesn't make sense to me, because we are Beaver Creek. We've had the beaver for, you go back with Beaver Creek Township, goes back to 1803, one of the first four townships in Ohio, and it was called Beaver Creek then, and the beaver has been our symbol for many years, and it's a rallying point for our community. It's something that we all can get around, and it just, every time we have an activity, like at the high school or whatever, you know, their mascot for the high school is Buc-ee the Beaver, and it's just a rallying point for our city.
You know, Mayor Adams, is this one of those things where there's no such thing as bad publicity? Is this good publicity in general? Is it doing anything for Beaver Creek negatively, positively? How do you feel about the publicity of it?
Well, from just a publicity standpoint, there's people all over the world now that know about Beaver Creek, Ohio, that never had heard of it before. So I guess that can be looked at either positive or negatively. But I think the thing that is really encouraging to me is how, regardless of what the right or wrong is here, I'm not getting into that, but how our community has rallied around this local business. You know, they seem to take care of their own, and I think that's, from my standpoint, that's exactly what we should do. We are a family, all different, but we all look out for each other and stand up for each other. Even going back to the 2019 tornado that we had here, just everybody rallied around to help each other, and that's kind of the attitude and the mentality that we have here. And I think, as I said before, the beaver is kind of is central to that.
You know, Mayor Adams, it's very interesting, because there are businesses all throughout Ohio and maybe throughout the country, I'm not really sure at this point, who are supporting this mini mart there in Beaver Creek, Beaver's Mini Mart. How does that make you feel, that there are people who've never been to Beaver Creek, never been to this mini mart, that are supporting this business because they see it as big business trying to hurt the little guy?
Well, I guess, as I said before, it's encouraging that they're standing up for small business. I think small businesses need to stand up for each other. But the fact that they're supporting Beaver Creek, regardless of what the suit is, I said, I really can't, I don't know who's right or wrong in this thing. I think the courts may end up having to decide that. I don't know, but I'm not going to decide that. But it is encouraging to know there's a lot of people out there that are recognizing Beaver Creek, Ohio now, and, you know, as a mayor of that city, it makes me feel good that people are seeing that we're here.
You know, Mayor Adams, a lot of people who have seen this are very positive in regard to it, some negative, but some say, boy, isn't that a trivial issue, a mascot? Do you see that it being trivial in any way, or this is a very serious issue?
Well, as I said, for us, you know, the beaver's been at our core, and it's really a historic symbol for us. It's always been there, so it's very important to us. I don't want to call that trivial. But I can see where some people would think it would be a trivial matter. But then again, I do understand trademarks and, you know, keeping those safe. But, you know, that That said, I'm not going to get into to what the litigation part of this is, because, as I said before, we hear different things from different sides, and until the truth comes out or everything comes out in court or wherever, I'm going to reserve my judgment.
You know, Mayor Adams, I'll tell you, it's very interesting because we went through what Mayor Gore from Huber Heights has said and altered a little bit, what Governor DeWine said earlier in the week. A lot of people will say the mayor of Beaver Creek, maybe we're a little shocked that he would not give his opinion on this and just outright support Beaver's mini mart when other politicians are doing that, other local businesses are doing that. What would you say to those people who might make that criticism or have that opinion?
I do support the businesses here in Beaver Creek. We rally around our businesses. Our job here is to make the provide excellent services for them and a fair fair environment for all of them. And I support all of them. I'm very involved with the Chamber of Commerce, and we support all the businesses out here. But as I say, you get into a legal battle, it's not really right for me to come in and say he's right or they're wrong, or they're right or he's wrong, because I don't know all the answers here.
When this is all over, what do you think could be the best possible outcome?
Well, I think when you're looking at a city called Beaver Creek, Ohio, and you're going after somebody's sign that has beavers in it, the symbol of a beaver, I think that attacks really our whole city. I'm not going to get in. I've got some personal opinions, but I don't want to really impose them on this, because here again, it would be maybe a knee-jerk thing. And I don't want to do that. I want to make sure that I have the facts before I say something.
What is the one thing you would like people listening to this or hearing this know about Mayor Don Adams from Beaver Creek, Ohio, in regard to this situation? Again, without getting into the legality of it, but what would you want them to take away from this interview?
I care deeply about my community. I'm here to do what I can to make my community a better place to live. We have a great little city here, a great community, great people, a lot of different types of people, and we all get along really well. And my whole goal is to kind of promote that and promote our city and just hopefully provide a better life for the people that live here.
Has there been a lot more activity over there in the last few days? Are people coming there talking about this? Is it the talk down at the local coffee shop?
Well, I'm sure it's talk everywhere. I mean, you look at Facebook, it's all over Facebook. I know they did a cash mob there today where they encouraged people to go over and spend at least $20 there at the location. And I guess there were a lot of people. I did see some videos about that. I did not go over myself because I was busy most of the day. But there were a lot of people over there for that, supporting them.
Have they tried to recruit you for any of these fundraising efforts?
No.
No. You know, it's an interesting story, and I guess, are you surprised at the heights that this story has gotten to, it certainly has went viral, I guess.
It has gone viral. I watch those things, and I don't know why some of these things go viral, but some of them do, but this one really did. And, you know, it may be because some people are looking at a large national company going after a small city company. I don't know what the reasoning is, but it has certainly gone viral. I'm hearing it all over the country, and actually hearing it's international as well. So,
you know, Mayor, what has been the best part of the last few days for you, and the worst part in regard to this?
Well, I think the best part is seeing how my community comes together. Not just the city itself, but the surrounding areas. I mean, a lot of support here for our local community, which is really good. I don't know from a worse part. I can't say that there's a worse part. I hate to see one of our businesses having to fight for their being. You know, I will say that the sign that they have on their store was actually approved by the city back in 2019. So it's been there a long time.
Wanted to ask you this, Mayor. We're all learning through reports that Beaver Creek City Council is expected to consider a resolution next week affirming the beaver as the historic symbol of the community. Are you in support of that?
I am in support of that. I'm surprised we haven't done it in the past. And I think that's one of the things we looked at and we realized that hadn't been done. I mean, it's the core of who we are. It's not just a corporate marketing device. You know, it's a recognized representation of our city's identity. And it's held in common by generations of our residents. You know, people have lived, I've lived here probably 60 years. And, it's my kids went to Beaver Creek High School, so Beavers has always been a part of our life.
You know, Mayor Adams, I think the assumption is by City Council passing a resolution like this, would be the end of this, because this business is in Beaver Creek. It's Beaver's Mini Mart. It's got a beaver as the mascot, and whatever a national chain would want to do, that would do away with it. Is that the assumption of what this would do?
No, this isn't really related to that. We're doing this simply to affirm that, and as I said, something we probably should have done some time ago. I don't think it I really don't think it's going to have a bearing on this case one way or the other. I think just from hometown pride that it's something we should do.
And I guess one of my final questions here, Mayor Adams, is what have, not being in Beaver Creek, not being a part of this, what do we not know about this story? What is something you can say definitively without being opinionated, as I understand you don't want to be on this, but what can you tell us that we don't know in all these wire stories and internet writings? What have people gotten right? What have people gotten wrong? What don't we know?
I don't know that I have an answer for that, because there's so many different things out there now, as we usually see when people start typing in on a keyboard, they'll say things that are way off base, and then someone else comes in and corrects it. And I think there's so much information out there that whatever you want to believe is there. As I say, I can't speak to the right or wrong of either side here. All I can do is support my community and do the best I can to support our businesses and our residents.
If this mascot and this sign was removed from Beaver's Mini Mart in Beaver Creek specifically, would you feel bad about that?
I think from my standpoint, I would, because if that can happen, what can happen to the rest of us?
It's very interesting. One quick question, Mayor Adams, and I appreciate the time. If we were to drive to Beaver Creek, where should we go? What's the big attraction in Beaver Creek?
Oh, there's so many things here. We've got two malls. We've got the Fairfield Commons Mall. We've got the Green. Right just outside of Beaver Creek, we have the Air Force Museum, the National Museum of the Air Force. There's just so many things here in Beaver Creek that we truly love and enjoy. Most of all, the community, the schools, everything about it. I'm really excited to be the mayor of this city. It's been my honor to do that for the last 3 years, and I will continue to do the best job I can for them.
Mayor Don Adams, the mayor of Beaver Creek, Ohio, in the midst of this pending litigation, I guess, between Bucky's and Beaver's Mini Mart in Beaver Creek, Ohio. Mayor, thank you for coming on late tonight. I appreciate you returning the phone call, and I appreciate all the information you've given on what has become a national, with a big N, national story. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, now there's an exclusive for you right here on WGH Talksy. The mayor of Beaver Creek, Don Adams, on this program live Friday night, just a little after 9 o'clock. Now, that has become, as I said, a national story, big N, big S national story, and it's even getting a lot of hits on our Facebook page, where the replay of that interview was put up, I believe, on Saturday. But what was fascinating to me about this, Governor DeWine weighed in on this and sided with the Mini Mart in Beaver Creek. The mayor of Huber Heights weighed in on this and sided with the Mini Mart in Beaver Creek. But the mayor of Beaver Creek himself, Don Adams, did not want to do that. And all throughout that 18-minute interview, it seemed as if, certainly he supports his community. Certainly, I believe he supports local businesses. But he did not want to say that what Buc-ee's was doing was wrong. And there has to be a reason for that for a man from Beaver Creek, who is the mayor there, because it would have been very easy for him to say, hey, our Mini Mart is right, and he would probably score a lot of points for that. So again, there's something about this that says to me that there's a little more to this story, and there might be some kind of a knee-jerk reaction that has happened in the media. Maybe because Buc-ee's has sued other businesses in the past. Maybe because we want to support local businesses over national businesses. I don't know. But I thought Mayor Adams' hesitancy to give an opinion, to take a side, was very interesting. Now, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz here this morning if you have any thoughts on this. Heaven knows everybody in the world seems to have a thought on this. 740-383-9944. And again, everybody wants to support local businesses. I don't think that's a shock. But sometimes local businesses are not always right. And, you know, some of the stories that have come out of this are that maybe Buc-ee's did not want this Mini Mart to change their logo and sign and so on and so forth. They just wanted them to drop their national trademark, because they did not want the local Mini Mart to expand into a national chain. I think that's what Buc-ee's is saying in this particular matter. I don't know. To me, it's an interesting story, and I think once you get down to the nuts and bolts of it and you talk to somebody who's actually in Beaver Creek, like the mayor, you do have a little different perspective on it. As I said, it's very easy to go after big business. They have a lot of money. They're the ones who brought the lawsuit and say that they're wrong, but I don't know if they are wrong, because if the truth is that they were going to leave this Mini Mart alone as long as it stayed a local business, well, I that's probably the right thing to do, but you can certainly understand why they would not want it to become a national business with the same logo and a similar name as Buc-ee's, or similar lettering, as it were. But in any event, does anybody have any thoughts on what Mayor Don Adams said there, or this Buc-ee's case in general? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can talk about it here. Now, I should also mention, coming up on 44 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning, that City Council will meet tonight. Full City Council meeting, second floor of City Hall, 6:30 p.m. tonight. And that the whole flock camera legislation that we have talked about for so long now, will be in front of city council. Now, what will happen with this tonight? Because essentially the legislation that is going to council is to remove the cameras in Marion City. But will it be amended tonight to say something else by full council? Will a vote be taken right away? Will the rules be suspended? I don't know. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You skipped on to city council, so I wanted to talk to you about a development that happened on Friday with the state Supreme Court.
Oh, go ahead.
And how our city council likes to operate. We do emergency clauses on almost everything. And I don't think that's me exaggerating either. I'd say 60 to 70% of the legislation that comes through city council has an emergency clause attached to it. And I've even asked, you know, why is this an emergency? And they've told me because, you know, they were behind or they didn't get to it on time or they found out or, you know, a lot of times we're playing catch up when we're throwing these emergency clauses on stuff. And really it needs to come to an end. And I've asked many times, you know, like the annexation of land, why is that an emergency? And they told me, you know, we've only got 30 days under state law to act under this. Well, the annexation of land is going to happen, and it takes more than 30 days. And I was reading this article, and I'll get to the big point, but, you know, we slap emergency legislation or emergency clauses on this legislation, and then we'll keep it in council for a month. Well, if it's truly an emergency, why do we have a month to deal with it, and then it becomes an emergency? You know what I mean? Like, if it's an emergency, it needs handled now. And if it's a true emergency, I would expect that council would pass it quickly. But what they do is they screw up, they do stuff after the fact, or they want to ram-jam stuff through so we don't have time on it, then they throw an emergency clause on it. And for those that don't know what that means, typically when they pass an ordinance, it takes 30 days before it goes into effect or becomes law. That gives the residents 30 days to say, you know, take a look at it, like, we don't like this, we don't want this, we're going to do a referendum. And then, you know, we could take the city to court, get it put on the ballot, that sort of thing. One example would be what's going on where this case came from. It's Asheville, Ohio. The city council cut a sweet deal with a data center. And the residents said, no, we don't want a data center, and we certainly don't want the sweet deal that you cut with them. Well, the taxpayers got together, put it on the ballot. They got enough signatures, they got the language approved, and they were putting it on the ballot to vote yes or no on this sweet deal and on this data center. Well, one of the city officials refused to certify it because they said there was an emergency legislation attached to it, and it was also an executive action, not a legislative action. Even though the legislative body, city council, passed it, that person said, no, this is an administrative action. So these people sued, and it went to the Supreme Court. And Friday, the Supreme Court sided with the people and said, no, enough with these emergency clauses on this legislation. You need to have a good reason. The reason that that city council gave was so as not to delay this project. That is not a good reason to the state Supreme Court. One of the reasons we were told that Dollar General needed to be ram-jammed through on an emergency was because building season is upon us. That sounds pretty similar to the issue that they, or the excuse they used in Asheville. So now the state Supreme Court has said every time a legislative body uses an emergency clause, they need to lay out in there why. And it used to be the health, the safety, or something. There's the third one. I always forget it. The health, the safety, or well-being, or something like that of the city. And now you need to explain why the health, the safety, or the well-being of the city, this is an emergency. And building season being upon us, and our friends need to get stuff rammed through, and the fact that they've made mistakes and have to cover it up after the fact will no longer be a good enough reason. Or, if that's the reason, they're going to need to spell it out in the legislation so Naomi can pass it on to the state auditor and say, look at this improper use of the emergency clause. This is going to change business up there completely. Completely.
Well, doesn't the flock camera legislation have an emergency clause on it? I didn't quite understand that.
But yes, that's because they don't, they honest to God don't understand the reason. emergency clauses are supposed to be rare.
Yeah, but you know what's odd about that particular one to me? That's clearly something I would think Mayor Collins has spoken out that he doesn't want the cameras removed. I don't think Chief Collins wants the cameras removed. And yet somehow that got an emergency clause stuck on it. And I believe that was developed by Aaron Rollins and Thaddeus Smith. So why was there an emergency clause?
How is the annexation of a piece of land for a billboard? How is that an emergency, Scott? It's a strip of land to put a billboard on for Josh Daniels, and it's an emergency. We had to annex that into the city, and it's an emergency. A strip of land for a billboard is an emergency.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand why a lot of this legislation, and I don't think it's just coming from the administration.
No, it's all over.
Yeah, but what is the reason?
Slap an emergency clause on. We need to apply for a grant. Slap an emergency clause on it. We need to put a bench out beside the railroad tracks. Put an emergency clause on it. But you know what? Now, in fairness, that probably really could be one, because that would be the health or safety of the residents of the city of Marion. You know, I was thinking like police radios. They could put an emergency clause on that, because that's for the safety of the residents of the city of Marion. So there are plenty of things, but they're going to have to start explaining why. And when Mark Russell says, oh, because we have 30 days of the state of Ohio, then that means every single annexation in the state of Ohio should be done as an emergency. The stuff they're telling us, they just expect us to take it and to not listen and not pay attention. I hope someone passed that on to Mark Russell. I hope Mark Russell read it, because I sure posted it.
Well,
and I
think
will tell you, every time they slap an emergency clause on something and they don't explain why, I know that we know they listen to you. Every piece of legislation, you're going to need to explain it, or every piece of legislation will be sent on to the state auditor for them to scrutinize. Now, what we're all also about to find out is what happens when the state auditor does actually start scrutinizing stuff and findings for recovery start coming down, because that's what's going to happen here soon. And I read something in the paper. I'll leave you with this because I know I've talked too much and time's almost up. There was an article in the newspaper the other day, and you may even have read it for free at work. It was about the fiscal emergency and the audits and how we're getting back on track with those audits. And the guy that's doing the reconciliation, we, council authorized $20,000 to him. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So council authorized $20,000 to him. And in the newspaper article, it said that we've paid him more than $20,000. They've just found the money. They've taken money from other items in the auditor's office to pay him. They're not allowed to do that, Scott. They have to get every dollar that's spent has to go through city council, even if they have a bake sale to raise the money. And they found the money. Good for them. They didn't act, but now they're talking about having to come back and ask for city council for money. But even if they gave that guy $10. They paid him $20,000 and $10. That $10 needed to be authorized by council. And it was not, according to the newspaper article. So what the hell is going on up there? I mean, after 3 years, you would think that they would know. If we don't have a postage stamp, we need to get the, I don't even know how much a stamp costs. We need to get the dollar allocated to go buy that stamp.
Well, this is truly, because I truly don't believe things like that are nefarious, because if they were nefarious, people would try to hide them better.
Okay, and I agree with that. I wholeheartedly agree with that, because you're right. You wouldn't get to the Marion Star and admit to a felony if you knew you were committing a felony.
Right,
however, why doesn't he know after 3 years that that is a crime?
Well, because I think this goes back to what I said before that election. When you elect a mayor, and it would have been whoever was elected in the last election, who has no legislative experience, this is going to be a problem.
Why has he not gotten the legislative experience by now? Why has he not been able to acquire that after 3 years?
You know, I don't know who his advisors are. I don't know how much time he spends with the
real
law director.
Real estate attorneys are his advisors for financial issues.
Well, I don't know. Does he go to the budget director? Does he go to the law director? I don't know exactly the inner workings of this city council or this administration. I don't know what they do.
We clearly have an auditor that knows what she's doing. Otherwise, she would know that she's not allowed to authorize or send payments out of her office without an appropriation from council.
Well, does she know? How much do we know about her?
I'm sorry?
I said, do we know? I mean, how much do we really know about the new auditor?
We don't. We don't.
And here's the other problem with it. And I think this has been...
Their office is going to be responsible for sending the payments out that aren't supposed to be sent out.
Right, but here's the...
Like Miranda's office was.
Right, but here's the biggest problem. What you won't see, my prediction, is you will not see the legislative body, which is the check and balance, be angry about this. You will not see them say you shouldn't have done this. They
well,
will
you know
not...
who will? Keith Faber.
Well, yeah,
Keith
but
Faber
here's
will
the...
say you shouldn't have done this.
Right, but I mean, how many times have we went down this road in the last 3 years? I mean, the last one...
Okay, and this is 2026, so by the time we get to 2026 audits, what year will that be? 28, 29? So that tells me we'll still be going down that road. This road, whatever road to whatever nightmare we're on years from now.
Well, but what, there was something in the last month or so. Oh, was it the flock cameras? I can't remember exactly what it was. But, no, it was the sirens. The sirens. Why did you turn down this money? Why wasn't city council informed? You know, Aaron Rollins did ask that question, and an answer was given, and that was that.
And it was good enough.
And
yep.
That was that.
Yep, and that was that. Not what you need to bring these things to council. You need to tell council when you turn these things down. Not you're not allowed to, and somebody needs to say you are not, they need, council needs to get on the record for their own good and say you are not allowed to do this, because when an audit does come down, I don't know if you remember or not, Jason and Ayers getting on the record, Rollins many times too, saying no, making sure when it was attached to them there was going to be a no vote, because when the audit comes down and the minutes get looked at, you know, those are
yeah, but who is the only person right now on city council who has continuously for the last 6 months to a year, yes, voted against every suspension?
I gotta go, Spears.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And remember that. I mean, Thaddeus Smith is the only person that I can think of who has voted against every suspension of the rules to get something passed through in the last 6 months to a year. So I think that should be paid attention to. Now, Aaron Rollins has done a few of those as well. I don't think it's been every one, but he's done quite a few. Now, I should mention from one of our listeners out here this morning, in regard to the Beaver Creek story, I think the mayor truly would like to say things like the governor, but since he is legally part of the Beaver Creek administration, that puts him in the crosshairs of the big business and the money for litigation against the city. Therefore, he has to tread lightly to protect the whole city of Beaver Creek. So that's a thought on the Beaver Creek interview on why the mayor is not being Don Adams of Beaver Creek, is not being so outspoken or as outspoken in support of the Beaver Mini Mart as Governor DeWine, as the mayor of Huber Heights. Now, does anybody else have any thoughts on this, or city council? That's always a hot topic here on this program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 57 coming up on 58 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. First hour's blowing right by here this morning. And the big legislation that people want to talk about tonight is the flock camera legislation, and I believe that has an emergency clause on it. Now, I'm not really sure why that has an emergency clause on it, but maybe somebody will be able to explain that tonight as to why that's an emergency. It's all a little bit of a kerfluffle right now. And one of the things that is interesting to me is here we've got this fiscal emergency declaration from the state auditor within the last month, and that gets very little attention. We want to talk about flock cameras. We want to talk about how city council conducts itself. And I'm sure all these things will have their day. I'm not saying they're not important. They are important, but, you know, fiscal emergency is a big, big deal. I believe there are only 4 municipalities in the state of Ohio that are in fiscal emergency, and there's a lot of moving parts with that right now, and I don't think people care nearly as much about that as they do about flock cameras and other things going on. And I think this might be the long-term problem for city council and the mayor and the administration is they are heading in to being advised by a board comprised of the state auditor. And that's going to be a very big deal when it comes to any legislation, any spending. You know, what are they going to advise to cut? We don't know. Now, city council and the mayor will still have the right to do what they want to do with the finances, but what is this board going to advise? These are a lot of questions that we should pay very close attention to as we go on down the road. And as we go on down this road, we got to take a break, but we've got a whole nother hour coming up right after this.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.